From CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Friday, March 8th. President Joe Biden is taking a victory lap after his fiery State of the Union address Thursday night. Border security was one of the many topics he mentioned during his speech. He baited Republicans by praising a bipartisan border deal Senate Republicans blocked last month.
In November, my team began serious negotiations with a bipartisan group of senators. The result was a bipartisan bill with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen. Oh, you don't think so? Oh, you don't like that bill, huh? That conservatives got together and said it was a good bill? I'll be darned. That's amazing.
Biden blamed former President Donald Trump for his influence over GOP lawmakers ultimately tanking the bill, saying Trump felt passing the bill would have been a political win for Biden and a loss for him. Today, Biden is taking his message on the road with a campaign stop in the Philadelphia suburbs, and his administration officials have stops planned across the country. Meanwhile, Trump is hosting Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban at Mar-a-Lago today. The two have a long history of mutual admiration. Orban was elected democratically, but since coming into power, has a track record of actions that have weakened Hungary's democratic systems. The Senate is racing against the clock to pass a package of six government funding bills ahead of tonight's partial shutdown deadline. A shutdown is not expected, but lawmakers must still lock in time to hold a vote, which requires agreement from all 100 senators. The House passed the measure on Wednesday. The spending package funds critical government departments and agencies and federal programs and initiatives. Once the Senate passes the bill, it goes to President Joe Biden to be signed into law. But the work doesn't finish there. Lawmakers still need to finalize and pass a second batch of funding bills by March 22nd. Ronna McDaniel has stepped down from her role as chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. North Carolina GOP Chairman Michael Whatley will replace her. And Laura Trump, the former president's daughter-in-law, will serve as the new co-chair. Both were endorsed by Donald Trump for the positions. These kinds of leadership changes aren't entirely unusual, but people inside the RNC have described this as more of a takeover. Here's CNN's Elena Treen on how tensions between Trump and McDaniel over the past year have built up.
There really had been a tenuous relationship between them over the last several months that has hit a tipping point, I'm told, in recent weeks, given the RNC's lack of fundraising. They had the worst fundraising year in over a decade last year. And that's really led to some of these pushes for change from Donald Trump and his team.
Trump's early domination of the Republican race for the presidential nomination means he'll have access to the RNC's vast trove of voter data and fundraising infrastructure earlier than he did in 2016. Microsoft is revealing more about a breach by Russian state-backed hackers the company first disclosed in January, sharing today that the hackers gained access to some of its core software systems. In a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the tech giant says it believes the hackers have used the stolen information from its corporate email systems to access, quote, some of the company's source code repositories. Source code is the basis of a software program's ability to function, making it highly coveted by corporations and hackers trying to attack them. The extent and purpose of the breach isn't clear. Microsoft added that there is no evidence their customer-facing systems have been compromised. Coming up, the U.S. military is taking new steps toward collecting out-of-this-world data. Hey, welcome back. There's good news for alien truthers. The U.S. military is developing portable UFO detection kits to collect better data on reports of sightings. However, the Pentagon says there is no evidence of alien technology found in any government investigation. The Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office was set up in 2022 to catalog and investigate reports of unknown objects. The new sensor and detection system is called Gremlin and is currently being tested at a range in Texas. Thanks for listening. We'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.